Cornucopia Radio presents.
Well, here we go. Another day, another minimum wage paycheck. I hate this job. I really do. I despise it with a passion you can't understand. Ugh. Come on, man. Just get some respect. Just quit. Just get up and leave. No one cares. Do something more constructive with your life. Go and build a well in Africa or something. Yeah, or alternatively, just sit here and answer the phone all day like a mindless robot slave. It's your choice. Your move. Hello, thank you for calling the Poetry Technical Support Line. How may I help? Okay. So your poem's crashed in the second stanza. It's not responding at all and it won't let you start a new line. Okay. Are you in front of your poem at the moment? And which system are you using? Pen and paper. Okay. Just read back the last line before you crashed. Okay, there's your problem. That metaphor and that simile are no longer compatible. Well, you could try a more up-to-date metaphor, as long as it's not mixed, because they always tend to crash. Well, I'd recommend some alliteration. Should be more than compatible with your system. In fact, you may even see a performance increase in your meter and rhythm. Of course, yes, I'll wait on the phone while you try and fix it. Oh, so that's fixed it, has it? Oh, that's great. Yep, no problem at all. That's what I'm here for. Any other problems, just ring straight back. Okay, you have a great day as well. So it begins. Just another 9 hours of this to go. Hello, thank you for calling the Poetry Technical Support Line. How may I help? Okay, well, slow down. So you're saying all your poems have stopped rhyming? You are aware that all poems don't have to rhyme? No, that's okay. We're probably going to have to reinstall your rhyming system to fix this. Do you have your original rhyming dictionary to hand? And are you in front of your poem at the moment? Ah, if you're not in front of your poem, this might be a bit tricky. You see, I won't be able to understand the aesthetic or evocative devices of your poetry, and I might end up accidentally uninstalling the assonance of your content. Yes, that's probably for the best. Yes, we are a 24-hour hotline, so when you ring back, I'm sure we'll be able to help better. Okay. Sorry I couldn't help you anymore, but like I said, it's for the best. All right. Bye-bye. Great. How can I help you when you haven't got your poem in front of you, you muppet? Hello, thank you for calling the Poetry Technical Support Line. How may I help? Well, good morning to you too, sir. Now, how can I help? Okay, you're having haiku problems. No, I'm just a bit surprised because the haiku's normally a pretty stable system to work with. What exactly is happening? Oh, you're right, that does sound very serious. As you know, sir, the haiku normally has a strict 5-7-5-7-7 structure. And what you're telling me is that all your haikus are being written in a 9-4-9-8-8 format? No, I've not heard of that before. It sounds like your whole haiku system is corrupt. How long has this been going on for? That long? Oh, yes, I'm sure it has been an irritation. I'm not sure if I could have lasted this long without a working haiku either. Are you in front of your haiku at the moment? And it's a pen and paper system, is that correct? Right, okay, well, I think we'll try and reset everything. If you look at the top of the pen, you should see a little button. That's it. Now I need you to hold the button down for about 3 seconds and then release. Okay, now press and hold it down for another 3 seconds. Okay, now try writing the haiku again on the page. It's still doing it, is it? Okay, let's try resetting the paper. Do you see the edge of the paper you're using? If you follow that edge along, eventually the direction will change. Now that's what we call a corner. Now if you grab 2 corners and flip the paper over, it should now be blank. That's alright, calm down, don't worry, you haven't lost what you've written. Each piece of paper always has 2 savable slots. If you grab the corners again, flip it back. Yeah, can you see? Yeah, it's still there. That's right. Okay, flip the paper back onto the blank side and try writing the haiku. It's still doing it. Okay. I'm sorry, I don't think of what else we can do here. It sounds more like a hardware problem. Get in touch with the people you bought the pen from. Maybe it just isn't compatible with a haiku. Yeah, that's right. Just take it back to the manufacturer and explain it's having a problem with haikus. Okay, that's fine. Sorry, I couldn't be of any more help. Thanks for calling. Bye. There's a new one on me. I wonder if I can take an early toilet break yet. No, you're still looking in the third stanza. We need to be in the fourth stanza. No, madam, you're still in the second stanza. Look below that. Below it. You're going to have to use some onomatopoeia instead, sir. Onomatopoeia. Onomatopoeia. O-N-O-M. Okay, here's a thought. Do you have a son or a daughter who knows how to write a poem? Maybe it'd be better if I spoke to them. And so what's your rhyming poem called, sir? Okay, it's called Silver Orange. Ugh. No, I'm still here. Seriously, 4 years at university for this. Hello, thank you for calling the Poetry Support Line. How may I help? Okay. I don't quite understand that. Are you sure this is a poem? I appreciate it stopped working and you can't write any further. I just need to work out the type of poem before I can go any further. Okay, just repeat that last line again, sir. There was a young man from Paris. Yeah. Whose penis was shaped like a bunch of flowers. Okay, right. I think what you've got there, sir, it's a limerick. And I have to be honest, sir, it's not a very good one at that. I'm afraid we don't support limericks on this phone line. We only support poems, sonnets, haikus, odes, and the Chinese jintishi. No, I wouldn't be able to help even if I could, sir. I've never had any limerick training. You probably know more about it than I do. No, the two things are very different things, sir. Most poetry can be quite free-flowing and without rules, while a limerick often has a much tighter rhyming form, often using humorous intent. Please lower your voice, sir. Yeah, if you spoke to my line manager, he would only tell you the same thing. Like I said, sir, anything I did would be pure guesswork. Sir, please don't use that kind of grammatical structure over the phone line towards me, sir, or I will be forced to hang up. Hello? 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 He's hung up. The guy hung up. Idiot. Look, are you lot going to be alright for a while? I think I need to take my break early this morning. I don't care. Tell the boss what you like. Oh, and if I don't come back, it's because I've thrown myself under a number 10 bus. I don't even like poetry.